speed is 30. As we cruise the pass, feel kind of dirty. As if you could park raven on the windshield black. Angry mountain folk going by, flipping the bird, going as fast as I can. Man, angry mountain folk going by with the mean word. We even get passed by a wild game herd. Do you come from the sun? I'm sitting right up back. Wherever I stop, part time, that's where it's at. Roll up and down, round and round, back and forth, to and fro. You ask me where I come from, but I live in the blaze of bagels. Live it on the road, don't mean you face on the pavement. Live it on the road, don't mean you don't pay rent. What you might think living on the road gets you all bent. Well, all in all is heaven sent. Most of the time it's full of excitement, other times it can really blow. We can understand living day to day. From shoulder to shoulder. At the mountain top, where do you come from, son? I'll be sitting right out back. Wherever I stop, from part of the time, that's where it's at. Well, up and down, round and round, back and forth, the two from. You ask me where I come from, son. I live in the blaze of bagels.
Up and down, round and round, back and forth.
All right, well, that never happened before. Thank you very much for coming, everybody. I appreciate it. It looks to be a very interesting evening, to say the least. I was thinking this is a small room, and we probably don't need amplification, and I think I proved myself wrong.
Juggler.
That was a love song about a 1974 Chevy Blazer. I guess I got a bunch of other guitars up here. I guess I don't need to spend time with this one, although I really, really like this. Feeling okay? Getting by the first couple, weird first couple songs, just kind of start settling in. I think we're still kind of warming up here. We're not quite settled in yet, so we'll still work on that. Okay? I think I'm speaking for myself. Here's one that I wrote in Italy. It's called "Got No Feathers." Song, I apologize for starting in the middle of it, and for those of you that don't, hope you enjoyed it. Maybe I'll play one I've actually played in the past 2 years or so. This, of course, is a song about a dream about being on The Price is Right. And there's probably some people that don't know what The Price is Right is because they don't watch television. And I think that's cool. For those of you that don't know, it's a game show on CBS, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. 12 o'clock. clock, check out, we've got an entire hour. Where is the remote? No time for the manual power. I put that name tag over my heart, on my shirt that says Bob Rules. I stood in line for days with all the other fools, and hope that a voice of an angel that belonged to Rod Roddy called my name and said, "Calm down, you're the next contestant." Oh my God, I was hyperventilating. Hope I do not wake up from this dream. Dog collar. Still in complete shock, I muttered the words, $1. But everyone else overbid, and their eyes turned to me with rage. For my dogs were bedraped in diamonds, and I get to go on stage. I picked up old Bob and I hugged him just like a bear. He said, "Have your pets spayed or neutered and put me down, son, and feast your eyes over there." The sliding doors were ajar. I was as happy as I could be, for it was a brand new car, a Mercury Grand Marquis. All because the voice of an angel that belonged to Rod. You're the next contestant. Oh my God, I was hyperventilating. I hope I do not wake up from this dream. Just what it was.
By this time in the dream, I'm backstage at the Price is Right, and I'm looking around for food, which is what I normally do when I go backstage anywhere. And of course, they're setting up for the Showcase Showdown. And part of the Showcase Showdown was a living room set, you know, with a couch and a Lazy Boy recliner and a love seat. In my dream, sitting on this love seat was my good buddy Bill Nershey, and he was playing this song.
Thank you.
sudden, out of nowhere, out comes Michael Caine on the fiddle. This is before he was really good. Electricity cool. Billy gets up, puts down his guitar, and he goes backstage, and he brings out Doc Watson. It's really whack dream. Long about 1825, I left Tennessee much higher. I would have made it through the Arkansas wood if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. I had a little trouble with my sweetheart's car. One of my brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a message to my uncle, but an hour away on a Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and the devil was a horse like a Tennessee stud. We got in a fight over Tennessee. He jerked his gun, he fell with the thud, and I rolled away on Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and the devil was a horse like a Tennessee stud. down the set from quarter to noon. My spin did not make it all the way around. I got blue. So I pulled down as hard as I could. Just like they all knew that I would. I was happy to be alive when it landed on 9 to 5. Next thing I knew, I was standing next to Marie, who did not like his showcase and passed it on over to me. Crunching the numbers, I tried to remain calm. How much is an all expenses paid trip to Guam? Before I could answer, a banging came to my door. The housekeeper said,
you must leave now, all of you. You go.
Yes, then I fell back asleep and I slept right through that show. But the next time I'm in LA, you know where I am gonna go. And hope that a voice of an angel that belonged to Rod Roddy call my name and say, come on down, you're the next contestant. Oh my God, I hope I don't hyperventilate. Hope I do not wake up from this dream, which is what it will be. Johnson fans?
Just saw one the other night.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Awesome. Rich man.
What's up with that guy, man? I mean, you think about it, he's pretty much my worst nightmare, right? Studly surfer guy that can sing and play. Man, you know what the worst part about it is? He writes good songs. This is one of his songs.
Zones of visual relevancy and the frame.
chopping like an axe, or maybe eyes and stabs, or just relaxing. Slow down, everyone, you're moving too fast. Frames can't get you when you're moving like that. Plato's cave is full of freaks demanding refunds for things they say. I wish they could believe in all the veins that never made me scream. But slow down, everyone, you're moving too fast. Frames can't get you when you move. Frames can't catch you when you're moving like that.
Zoom out.
kinda gotten used to. Wish that I would not be afraid and tell me what these messages mean. Cause I would like to converse with my apparition.
It appears in the reflection, but it's going to turn around.
An apparition.
It appears in the reflection, but it's going to turn around.
An apparition.
It appears in the reflection, but it's going to turn around. It appears in the reflection, but it's gone when I turn around.
Before I play the piano, I want you to know that I'm not a piano player. Also, I don't feel so good turning my back to you friendly folks over here. I wanted to put my jacket on backwards and put a mask on backwards to make it look like I'm not, make it look like I'm not being rude, but my wife said it was really weird. So, how's it going over here? Let's see. I'll play probably three quarters of my repertoire on the piano here, which, by the way, I wouldn't have any business playing if it wasn't here. If it wasn't here, I definitely wouldn't be playing a piano. But it's here, and it's awesome. And I thought I'd go ahead and play it since it's on stage. I mean, what the hell, right? Thank you. slept last night in a good hotel. Shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around the dirty town, and the children let out from their schools. I was standing on a noisy corner. I was waiting for the walking green. Across the street stood, and he played real good. He was just a playing real good for free. Helping me out, escorting me to each hall. I'll play if you have the money, or if you're a friend to me. But that one man Bricklard stand, he was still playing real good for free. And nobody, I said nobody, nobody stopped to hear him. For he played so sweet and high. They knew they had never seen him on their TV screen, so they passed his music by. I meant to go over and ask for some, maybe put on a harmony. I heard his refrain as the signal changed. He was still playing real good for free. That was, of course, the first classical piece was by the composer named Leonard Skinner. Then it was New Year's Day by U2. And that last one, of course, was Joni Mitchell.
Zeppelin.
And it was almost good. I mean, it started out really bad, and then towards the end, when I started singing, I started playing good. Then at the end, it really sucked. So I just want to apologize for that, what you just heard. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Well, you might hear some singing that's not really coming from this microphone. That's coming from the microphone behind the soundboard. His name is Lou Gossain. Thank you, Lou. And the guy who came up on stage helped me with the guitar in my moment of crisis. That was, by the way, a moment of crisis. I just wanted you to know. His name is Andrew Queen. Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much. Out in the lobby on the CDs and the t-shirts, Mr. Scott Lober. Thank you, Scott, if you're within the sounds of my voice. I'm going to do one more and take a very short break. I hope you stick around. I got a lot of stuff to get to in the next set, and it's gonna have a little bit of, how do you say, funk. So please come back to this episode.
Yeah. Wish to stand yet like this, as I'm floating toward the clue. Hearing the sounds of exhausted young children expressing their interest to bowl. Mothers and fathers who beg by the pools I prepare as I remain below. Then the breeze. hail or tornado or tropical storm hurricane. Only snow problems, annoying loud noises, just symmetrical picture frame. Weightless, cause bliss wish to stay like this as I'm floating away from my ills. Time to invest in an air tank or snorkel,
or pray I acquire some gills.
Then the brain.
Overplay is the only way. 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 Overplay is the only way.
this without a reason. Another promise falling through another season. Pass by you.
The classic Stairway to Heaven was by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Of course, it's not. It's by Led Zeppelin, of course. This is by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Slow, Curtis, slow. Well, I got your drinking money, tune up your dog, bro. 10. My mama used to whoop me, but I go see old Kurt again. Clap my hands, clap my feet, I've tried to stay tight. I give old Kurt my money, take another pull of wine. Play me a song, Kurt is low, Kurt is low.
Oh, dear.
serious on you for a minute, if that's okay. This is a very sentimental song written in a very important part of my life. I was about 6 years old and violently addicted to Flintstone chewable vitamins. I was listening to a ton of Jefferson Airplane, so that's of course where the inspiration comes from. Please bear with me while I remember my past.
Bam Bam makes you larger. Barney makes you small. Betty, my mommy gave me. Didn't do them night at all. Betty was a bunk. Go ask Wilma.
When she's 10 feet tall.
And if you go chasing pebbles, then you know you're gonna fall. Hello, Luca, smoking Pino has given you the call. Call Wilma when she was just small.
That I feel. Hey,
This song was written while I was watching my wife as she watches Guiding Light. For those of you who don't know, Guiding Light is a soap opera on CBS, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Josh and Reva must always be together, that is just inevitable. Olivia conniving while Reva was spying, inevitable. They share a common bond in Mara and Shane. And no one will admit that they're insane. On Guiding Light. Guiding Light. On Guiding Light. Evil out all the ease, a wealthy worm crawling in his mansion, no fear of death. Philip's hair is perfect and he thinks it would be worth it to reconcile with Beth. They do share a common bond, especially the one that was conceived in the lost down plane, when they both thought they were gonna die and it would be the last time. On Guiding Light, what were they thinking? Guiding Light, no wonder they're always drinking out in the towers every night. On Guiding Light, I'm not addicted. Guiding Light, I refuse to be sucked in. I don't have to watch it, I can read it on the soap opera digest. Shake, drunk by Danny and Michelle, running from Augusta, like Toro, who's in cahoots with Carmen, who's back from the dead. Ross and Blake Marler are naked in the parlor, interrupted by the assistant, who's giving Blake a run for her money, but Blake will do whatever she can to keep her man. On Guiding Light, what were they thinking? Guiding Light, no wonder they're always drinking. Out in the towers every night. On Guiding Light, I'm not addicted. Guiding Light, I refuse to be sucked in. I don't have to watch it, I can read it on the soap I digest. Wishes he could score some crack because he cannot deal with Cassie, who can't have the royal baby, and dealing with adoption and with the real mother who's changed her mind. Frank and Harley carry guns and Billy's always having fun with his limo waiting right outside. Crazy Annie Hart and Dinah send a shiver up my spina at 3 p.m. on Guiding Light. What were they thinking? Guiding Light. No wonder they're always drinking out in the towers every night. On Guiding Light, I'm not addicted. Guiding Light, I refuse to be sucked in. I don't have to watch it, I can read it on the soap opera digest. I don't have to watch it, I can read it on the soap opera digest. I don't have to watch it, I can read it on the soap opera digest.com. Any Martin Sexton fans? definitely a huge fan of Martin Sexton. And last time I was here, I wrote him a note on the wall, and they painted over it, and I didn't get a response. So I think I could probably do a whole album with like Martin Sexton covers, but he'd probably think that's really weird. I don't want him to think I'm weird. Satan wears suit and tie, does he work at the Dairy Queen? Does he listen to rock and roll? Does he feed the meat? Singing hallelujah. Jesus, didn't he do it too? Hang out with the prostitutes and have a drink too. Power of example, my mama said it and I heard. She said 1 ounce of action means a ton of words. Singing hallelujah. Martin's mama said there would be angels. Hallelujah. Martin's mama said there would be some. The devil and the Elvis, the gold and the white men went. Maybe hiding in Hugh Hefner's body, maybe even layer of Flynn. How's about the president shielding all them stones? Man, if I could have a shield like that, I'd walk around naked in my glass home sipping hallelujah. Well, my angel's gone to Vegas, hallelujah. She don't seem to understand, hallelujah. That the devil's hot on her trail, hallelujah. On the road to broken promised land. Same wear suit and tie, does he work as a Dairy Queen? Listen to rock and roll. Does he feed the main street and all of us? All of the saints down deep on earth, hypnotized and over advertised to another birth. Sing a hallelujah. Well, my angel's gone to Vegas. Hallelujah. Holding aces in her hand. Hallelujah. She's singing round of ages. Hallelujah. Table at the same. Hallelujah. I got the ending right. I told the guy earlier I wouldn't leave him hanging on Sally Sullivan, so I gotta be honest with you. I'm very, very grateful for my life, really, you know, and all the people that come to my shows and the big rock clubs and just rocking out and everyone's jamming and freaking out. I love that. But I really, really love this, too. I really appreciate this. It's a whole different medium, you know. It's everyone's honing in, and it's really an energy all in itself.
I love you, too, Keller.
Can I say that out loud?
story spinning. And she thought she was a member, but the stories wouldn't begin her. Sacred setting, senior citizen. Please, please tell me a story, Sally Sullivan. Fans, I don't know any of his songs, but he sure has influenced me, and this one's called Thanks, Leo. Thank you very much, everybody. I had a wonderful time playing for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. circus, it ain't easy. The people on the outside, they don't know. Well, the tent goes up and the tent comes down, and all that they see is the show. The ladies and the horses look so pretty, and the lights are looking real mad. Some of the clowns are happy, we know. Some of them are sad. But underneath, there's an expression that the makeup is not making. Life under the big top, it's about freedom, it's about faking. There's an art to the laughter, there's a science. When you need a lot of love and compliance. When you need a lot of love, love and compliance. Oh, welcome to the freak show, hey, welcome to the freak show. Thanks for coming to the freak show. It was just another freak show by a song named Anita Franco. Circus comes and the circus goes, and they're stuck in that fucking town.